We're streaming live on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook right now. We get to reach thousands of people, hopefully change some lives. Welcome on the Ask Carrot, man.
Dude, I'm still blown away. I mean, I was on my way back from Dallas. I was re is that the word reminiscing? I'm probably
I
saying
know what
probably
you're
correct.
talking about. Reminiscing, yeah.
I was, just really the impact that we made at that event. Mason, obviously, we had Mr. Carrot there, and like, man, like 4 years ago, I just look back and where Carrot is or was, the big announcement that's going to happen. It's just amazing. Like I still can't believe I get to jump on these calls and really share my knowledge, which really I gained through just being around Carrot, being around you. And I'm really excited about that announcement. I think it's a big one. And no, me and Trevor are not running for president, even though we should.
We should, man.
We should. And but no, I'm excited. So anyways, I just wanted to say that real quick. I'm just still blown away. I was just thinking about that as I'm setting up, all the stuff here. And it's like, man, whoever thought that, it all leads to this. And obviously, there's a lot more to do. There's a lot more people to impact. That's why we do what we do, is because it's not for me or you or to show how smart we are. Just really, just to bring value into others, because I know what I've received, and I feel like it's my responsibility to give that back and then some, and hopefully have people change some family trees,
Yep, changing family trees. I love it, man. So the first few minutes, guys, we're going to give a little bit of recap of our lives the last week because we had a pretty cool action-packed week this last week. I'm going to actually share this on my personal page now. Da, 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 da. And so we were down in Dallas. We were down in Dallas at Max Maxwell's event, a Wholesaling Elite Live, which was a big event. There was, what do you think, 1,000, 1,100 people there?
About 1,200, I would say. And we also had some people sneaking in, right? So that's probably an extra 50, 100 people.
Yeah.
And I love what Max's response to that was, which we're not going to go into details. But yeah, there's probably about 1,200 people at least. And, there's people coming in and out. And we probably interacted with more than 1,200. I mean, Mr. Carrot was on fire even when we went out to eat. And, so yeah, it was a good amount of people that we got a chance to meet.
Dude, that was so fun. So when people talk about, and I want to drop this on everyone because I don't care what you're doing for work. I don't care if you're a real estate investor. I don't care if you're a family friend of mine. I don't care what you're doing. Like our first core value, our core values poster over there. Yeah. So Renee said the audio was really bad when Trevor's talking. So my guess is that's feeding through to your phone, Adrian, somehow like speaking it. Oh, you know what it is? It's because you don't have headphones on your computer. See if you can't plug some headphones into your computer because it's coming out of your computer into IG.
Let me find one. I'll be right
Cool.
back.
So he's gonna grab some headphones. We'll see if we can't cure the audio issue on Instagram. But the cool thing is, guys, like one of our core values up on the wall, the first one up there is have fun and be different. And that was something that I wrote in my non-negotiables when I originally started this company. Like, I want to have a business that's fun. And so we come rolling into Wholesaling Elite Live, and there's over 1,000 people there, and a bunch of people, of course, coming up to Adrian and I and taking pictures. And it's like this surreal, weird experience that we're not celebrities, but in this small, 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 small niche of a niche of a niche, you kind of are because we put out content online, right? And so Mason on our team, on the customer success team, he throws on the carrot suit, and we'll post up some pictures below. He was like Mr. Celebrity, dude. Like Mason was Mr. Celebrity. Everyone on Instagram Live, is that did that cure the audio issue? Let us know through there if the
Yeah,
audio's
let
not
me yeah,
echoing.
let me know, Renee, or anybody else. Let me know, or let us know that the audio is a lot smoother. That should do it.
Yep, good. So Mason crushed it. He really helped build culture. Had a lot of fun. Tons of people coming up and taking pictures with him. But that's part of it. Like, how do you have fun in your business? How do you have fun in if you have a job? How do you have fun in the job that you're doing, right? It could be little dumb stuff. It could be cool stuff. Whatever it is. Why do we send out thousands of dolls every year, dude? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Why do we send out thousands of carrot dolls and we keep on coming up with these new dolls? We got Farmer Carrot and Agent Carrot and Super Carrot and Carrot Bud and Carrot Gal and Coach Carrot now. It's because it's fun. Like have fun in business. Dude, what was kind of your highlight from the event? I'll give you my highlight from the event, a couple recaps, and then we're gonna go over to the main topic of this is how do you get your first $100,000 a year or scale up to your first $100,000 a month? But Adrian, what were your some takeaways from the event in Dallas?
Yeah, I think it's just like there's so many other people to reach, and I don't mean that in business opportunities, right? I mean, obviously, as a business, you do want to you want your product
for your service to reach as many people as you can. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's part of it. But I think with us, with Carrot, and I think people have to really understand our internal culture makes sensitive. Maybe many of you may already have an idea what I'm talking about. But to us, it's like, wow, we have so much more opportunity to change those family trees, right? Mm-hmm. To be able to show that we're a real company. Because I mean, the other thing too is, I'm going to be all over the place. My mind's going all over the place. So that's one, is that there's so much more opportunity. About, there's so much more people that need care.
Wow, we have
we
so
just
much more
personally believe that, guys. I love what Trevor,
change those families.
In a lot of our internal meetings, he sincerely wants each and every member to succeed. And also we want to make an impact of that wholesaler, especially when, I think we're talking about scaling maybe a little bit, mm-hmm. but you know, being able to have that ability to do more deals and not do more deals, but also have fun through the whole process. So that's one, I think, is just seeing everybody, Mr. Carrot, Mason, having him there. And I mean, he had to literally show his wedding ring to so many gals too, to get them off. So, I'm teasing, by the way, if Mason was watching. He was very, very respectful, but that was cool. But other than that, I think it was just really cool to see that many people in one place trying to make a difference for their families, mm-hmm. right? And it's just so cool that we can be a big part of it. I mean, we had a lot of people come up to us, share their experiences with us, mm-hmm. and had nothing to do with deals. You know, it was almost like, hey, our support. You know, I talked to Jake, I talked to Mason, I talked to Joaquin, Andre. I mean, just down the road or down that list of just people raving. Because unfortunately, a lot of times, like me and Trevor tend to get the praise on the, because we're always there. But it's just cool to see our team members to get that recognition that they rightfully deserve. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I was proud about.
That was cool, man. And Brady on my team, he's the guy kind of running the Ask Carrot back here. It was cool because he runs the digital stuff here at Carrot now, you know, the Ask Carrot, the podcast, all my videos and stuff like that. And it's really easy when you're doing your daily work to be disconnected from the purpose, to be disconnected from the real reason why this matters. Because in almost every job, there is some monotony there. There are some things that you don't love to do with it. And I always say this, but I'm like, if you love unicorns and your job is to be a unicorn rider, there's some days you just don't want to ride the darn unicorn. There's some days you're just like, oh my gosh, I got to get on that darn unicorn again, you know. And it doesn't matter what we do. Professional baseball players, like they've been their dream their whole life. I guarantee you some days like, I don't want to do this again. So it's not about loving it every day. It's about having purpose for why it matters. And so it was cool because a lot of people would come up to me and they'd say, hey, Trevor, love you. Not a Carrot member yet, or I am a Carrot member, but the podcast. Man, the podcast has changed my life.
Oh, that was a big one. Yeah, yeah. And that's a cool thing because the podcast is just not about real estate stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what really I thought about was when they said, I listened to your podcast. The first thing was, it was the personal stuff that we've shared.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I mean, we've covered, we've gone as deep as divorce, mm-hmm. and, you know, disconnects from our family. I mean, those type of subjects, which, you know, a lot of times that's not being talked about.
Yep.
But we're talking about it because we do want to have that full life of just having that balance. And that's so. I'm glad you brought that up because that's the first thing that came to mind. Is like, wow, like how many people have we helped at least go in the right direction, right? I mean, you know, and if we just reach one or two and save one marriage, or we allowed our system help pay someone's medical bill off and they get mm-hmm. a fresh start. Who knows? I mean, to me, that's just so awesome. But
I love it. I love it. So a couple highlights for me, then we'll move over to the topic here, which is how to get your first $100,000 a year or scale up to your first $100,000 a month. Adam and Brent, I just wrapped up a podcast, a CarrotCast with them.
Oh, nice.
Adam Johnson, Brent Moreno. They were at the Dallas event and we did a Facebook Live with them, which has been viewed almost 2,000 times, maybe over 2,000 times in the past week. And they walked through how they got to their first $100,000 a month, guys. Okay, they did the first $100,000 a month in March, and March isn't even done yet. Like, it's almost done, but March isn't even done. They did the first $100,000 a month, and we're going to walk you through exactly how to get your first $100K a year or first $100,000 a month. But so my big takeaways from the event, the ones you mentioned, meeting the people. I mean, it doesn't make sense for us to go to events like that financially. you know, because we're not going up there doing a hard pitch and stuff like that. It doesn't make sense like that. We had five people fly in there. Yeah, get your daughter up there, man. What's up?
Want to say hi? Want to say hi?
Hi. Oh, she's being shy. Mine are the same way, dude. Mine are the same way. So it doesn't oftentimes make financial sense to pay for three hotel rooms and fly five people down there and take time away, you know, 4 days away for five people. That's 20 productivity days. So we didn't make money when you look at it that way. But when you look at it, the goodwill building, really connecting with people, learning about what their pains are, what their desires are, so we can come back and really serve them better, and also helping everyone connect with them, Brady Masons particularly, who don't usually get to connect with customers. That was a biggie. But for me, man, I think a next one is just the mindset of growth. It's so easy to kind of lock ourselves in these bubbles and these boxes. Mm-hmm. And think, well, I'm just going to soak up like Facebook threads. I'm just going to hop on Ask Carrot every week, and that's all that I need. And that's better than nothing, right? As the quote goes, what is it? You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And I feel that doesn't include just the physical people you spend time with. It also includes the influences you have. It could be, what are you watching or listening to on a daily basis? Those are influences. You're going to be the average of that. If you're watching bad news all day, you're probably going to be the average of all the crappy news you watch. But if you're soaking up good stuff like this, and you're soaking up something good over here and over here, you're going to be average of that as well. And so take it out of the digital, and 1,100, 1,200 people had a chance to go there. Take it out of the digital, meet people, make connections. And I'm going to wrap it with this, is that event was kind of a little full circle tying a bow for me. The very first live event I'd ever been to, guys, the very first live event I'd ever been to is, yeah, dude, Charles, get on the podcast, man. The very first live event I'd ever been to was in 2008. I didn't have the money to pay for this event. It was an $8,000 event. Have I ever told you this, Adrian? I mean, I might have told you
that. You shared at the event, but which is really, really cool. Which is cool.
So it was an $8,000 event. It was this like week-long event, and it was on the internet marketing side of things in 2008. That was when I was just starting to get going with that stuff. I didn't really have much money at all. I had rental properties, but as they say, I was asset rich, cash poor, man. Like all of those monthly checks went into like reserves to pay for the new roof and stuff like that. That I have since put on new roof, new windows, new flooring, all that kind of stuff in those buildings. But they came out with this cool opportunity to win a ticket to this event. And I'm like, okay, I know I can never make it there on my own to pay for it. It's 9,000 bucks. It's 5 days. It's in Disney World, completely across the country from where I am. And they came out with this contest. In this contest, they were giving away some tickets. And I missed the first part of the contest, which was doing a video. You'd have to submit a video and basically say why you deserve to win a ticket to this amazing event. And I missed that one. And then they came up with another contest maybe a month before, maybe 2 months before max. And they said, okay, in the comment section below this blog, write down why you believe you should win a ticket to this event, like the whole event. And so what I did was, and this is what I would suggest all of you guys do, this is a good marketing lesson and a business lesson, is I went past through the previous winners who had won in the other contests for that event, and I deconstructed why they won. Like, what did they post? What did they talk about? What was their angle? Things like that. And I went, okay, this is a formula. This formula works. We're going to show you guys a formula here in a bit that works to make $100,000 a month or a year. We're going to show you a formula that works. You just have to model the formula. So I went through, looked at the formula of what those people did with their blog comments, what they did with their video, and I said, okay, I got the formula now. I just need to do this formula that I made based off of that research. I'm going to write my story. And I did. And in a couple weeks later, I get an email that said, you won a ticket. And so I put money on my credit card to get the flight. I got the crappiest hotel I could find outside of Disney World, man, because I wasn't going to pay the $300 a night that was going to be at the fancy hotel. And this one was like 70 something bucks a night. For five nights, it's a hunk of money. And Carly's like, you just need to go and just see how it goes. I had no expectations going in. And I ended up meeting lifelong friends. One person out of there is still a business partner of mine today, Chris Brisson. And I have probably five, six, seven people who are amazing friends of mine that came out of that event because I chose to connect with people. I chose to get out of the digital and get in relationship. But this is where it comes full circle. That was my first event. Gary Vaynerchuk was speaking there. That was his first ever paid speaking gig. Gary Vaynerchuk's first ever paid speaking gig was in February 2008 in Orlando, Florida, at this event Rich Sheffrin put together called New Beginnings. And Gary was still the wine guy. Like, he was still the wine guy. He hadn't even put out his first book. He wasn't talking about marketing or social media. He was just the wine guy putting his videos up on Vidler.com, not even YouTube at that time. And YouTube was out, but he was using Vidler. And so Gary does his talk, inspires me to go like start a golf blogging website. I'm just going to travel the world blogging on golf because that's my passion. Da, 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 da. We can go into that in another ask here to see how that went. It didn't go anywhere. I'm glad it didn't. But at the end of the day, Gary was there for 30, 40, 45 minutes. I don't know, an hour afterwards, hanging out with four or five of us. And so Gary was at this event. Gary spoke on Friday evening, and I spoke right after Gary. So I can always say Gary Vaynerchuk opened for me. Like, he opened for me, right? No, that was cool. No, I'm joking. But then we got to meet Gary after that. I brought it up to him, and he's like, man, I remember that night. I remember, I said, I think it was at your very first ever paid speaking gig. He's like, was it Richard's event in Orlando? Yes. And I said, man, we were there hanging out for, you know, 30, 40 minutes. After he goes, dude, it was longer than that. We were hanging out for a long time just chatting. So it was cool kind of making that full circle connection on that. That was a good highlight. It was fun.
And it was really cool to see you up there too, man. I mean, I think, you know, when you ever see, I think that was one of the things, I mean, I don't want to get too deep into this because I know we got some other stuff, but just even you being able to be there, me be there with you and checking off one of your bucket lists, or call it bucket list or life list. I put it through the channel. We got to share some of that when you get a chance, but Brady did take some awesome shots of you on stage. So that was really cool. The orange, we need to put that orange belt on a plaque, something, sign it, date it. Hey,
we should, man. Wear. There we go.
Yeah. Just little moments. Cause I think that's the cool thing when you're with a growing company, I think I'm learning how to celebrate milestones, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, one of the things we all try to encourage our customers is, you know, celebrate your first, on their weekly coaching calls we do, celebrate like your first lead, mm-hmm. right? Celebrate that first call that you made, right? Cause everything, you know, celebrate every moment, you know, cause I think so many people kind of go through that grunt of just trying to get their first deal. But I think if we learn how to celebrate every little milestones, I mean, it just makes it all fun. So
I love it, man. I love it. So let's circle up to this topic now. So we were in our breakout session, and we kind of threw a little bit of an audible at people. We said, hey, we're gonna have an investor panel. I think that was our first breakout session, day two. And so we brought in Adam Johnson and Brent Moreno, and we will link up in the Facebook thread. If you're on Instagram, go to Facebook, or maybe we can pop the link through Instagram. What's up, Kyle? My younger brother, Kyle Hopp. Kyle was like our first support person, carried outside of me. And then he started his own company called Athletes Brand, crushing it.
I remember I used to come through support, and Kyle said, I don't know, I'll have to find out for you. Yes. Remember that, Kyle? No, I'm teasing.
That's right. So Adam and Brent, they've been customers for 2 years, and I had them on the Carrot Cast today. It launches next week or the week after. And it was cool because I pulled up their accounts, and it's really fun when you get to actually look in hindsight the journey. Because if you hear right now, if you hear someone did $100,000 in a month and it was their very, very first $100,000 a month, you go, oh my gosh, like how did that happen? And there's all these factors in between that you just don't know what it is, right? It's like, well, how do they go from zero to 100,000? There's a lot of moving pieces in there, which there are. But we hopped in the podcast today. I opened up their accounts. They both joined Carrot within a couple months of each other. Adam joined after meeting you in Panama. Brent joined after meeting with Max Maxwell. Like, you can see this whole weird confluence in Dallas. So Brent joined Carrot after meeting Max Maxwell up in Wilmington. Or not Wilmington, up in Winston, North Salem. Yeah. And Max had already closed his first couple of deals. He had already had Carrot. Max is like, Brent, you just need to get Carrot. You need to get this other tool. You need to do this. You need to do that and start closing deals. Adam had already been investing for a decade. He meets with you down in Panama, like Panama, down there.
The country, where
the canal is, at a real estate event because his dad's been in real estate for like 40 years. And so they kind of converge. We're going to be telling you their story in that next Carrot Cast. Just look out for it. But now what we're going to do is break down their $100,000 a month, how they got there, and then how you can go. If you're not there yet, how do you get to your first $100,000 a year? Okay. So I'm going to throw out a couple of high level stuff. I don't have my whiteboard with me because, like I said, if you guys hopped on a little bit later, I was totally going to have that whiteboard right here. We're going to draw some fancy stuff, and this right here, I laid out our growth plan. You know, what got Carrot basically from zero to, just being transparent, we'll do $7.5 million this year. What took us there, and then how are we going to add on the next 5 to 7? That was what that plan was. How do we essentially get over 10? and I couldn't erase it because it's a wet erase marker and I should use a dry erase. So we're not going to use that. Okay. We're not going to use that. So we're not going to have anything drawn. Here's what I do if I suggest someone to get to their first $100,000. Okay. And write this stuff down. This is totally cliche, but it's 100,000,000% true. The very first thing that you have to do to get to $100,000 a year or $100,000 a month is, number one, you got to believe you can do it, guys. Like, I remember when I was first, getting going in business, I had this mindset that, man, when I get to 4K a month, I'm going to be set. Like, I'm going to be set. This is 2007, straight out of college. I graduated in 2006. I'm going, man, once I get to 4K a month, I won't have to worry about money anymore. I'm going to be set. And everything's gonna be good. And what was happening was it took me quite a while to get to 4K a month. It took me probably it took me a solid year and a half to 2 years to get to 4K a month. But you know what, Adrian, if I were to set my aim higher and I would have said, okay, what if I'm going for 100K a year or so, like 8K a month instead of 4K, I guarantee I would have got to 4K a month way faster. I just didn't believe that 100K a year was within my reach. I didn't believe that 100K a year was something I could even reach, especially with my age, you know, being in my early 20s. So that's the first thing, is you got to believe it. With Carrot, I had no aspirations to grow this company to where it is now. We just had an aspiration to solve the problem better than anyone did, and see if we could be the best in the world at this craft. I guess when you do that, the money part of it happens. Now I've had to really train myself the last 2 years to go, okay, there's this impact we're looking to make. I truly, truly, truly want to change people's lives with this business. I really could care less about leads. Leads are just our conduit to connect with you, to add value to your business, to then do with you what we actually know you need to do, is change your mindset, get your business set up right. Okay. But now I'm like, okay, I have to challenge myself pretty hard to go, let me think about how to get to 100 million a year now. You know, how do I think about how to get to 100 million a year? That strategy back there, well, actually get us to 20. It's going to be hard, but it'll get us to 20. No guarantees of it. If we execute that, it'll get us to 20. The execution is the part that we've got to do now. But 2-3 years ago, I was like, well, let's, like, if we can get to 2 or 3, that'd be pretty sweet. So then you create a strategy for 2 to 3, and then you end up hitting like 1 to 2, which isn't bad at all either. That's amazing. So that's the first thing. You got to believe that you can hit $100,000 a year or $100,000 a month. And I'll finish with this, and I'm going to toss over to you, Adrian. Is the way that I do that is I look around me and I go, okay, is there anyone out there who has done what I'm wanting to do that is like me? And I'm not talking skin color, background. I'm talking like, I mean, has anyone ever, ever, ever done this thing I'm setting out to do? Has anyone ever done it? Okay. Has anyone ever grown a $100 million a year business? Yeah. So it's possible. Maybe yeah. My business will have to change. Maybe my strategy isn't right, but it's possible. You know, Adrian, has any real estate investor ever made $100,000? Has any real estate investor ever made $100,000 a month? Answer is yes.
And that's why the really one reason why we love sharing weekly dose of awesomeness every week on our weekly coaching calls, because, you know, we can totally present the how to, but like you're saying, Trevor, you gotta believe that you can do it, right? So part of that is your mindset. Going back to how we started this call was
$8,000.
Who are you surrounding yourself with, right?
Adrian,
I remember when I first met you, I think we all get into business and everything kind of happens based on where we are, right? Who we are at that time. Mm-hmm. But then as we're renewing our mindset, or we're growing, or we're putting ourselves around the right people, or even around the wrong people, right? Because I think a lot of times that will determine whether we have that awareness that there's opportunity to go to the next step.
Yep.
I think that was the cool thing with even me. I was so inspired being at the being around Brent, being around Adam, and some Brian. I tell him all the time, I look up to you, dude. I mean, literally. I mean, he's like 6'5", but
physically look up to him.
But like physically, I look up to you. But just what he's doing, and I told him, I said, you're impacting other people. Like, you don't know it, right? So, yeah. Like, because I want him to have so much confidence in himself that he has the ability. He's in a position, right? He's making impact, mm-hmm. right? And sometimes we don't feel like we do, but. So one, I think, is you got to believe. And then I think the other important factor is that do you want to scale?
Yep.
Right? Yep. I love that podcast you and Kyle. I think I posted on your Instagram about how I said this was so good. And what let me expound on why I meant that. I love how Kylie touched on it's okay to have that job if that's where you are. Mm-hmm. Right? I think we demonize jobs. A lot of times as entrepreneurs, I see it all the time on Facebook. Like, hey, I told my boss to go shove it today. And to me, it's like, man, that's so terrible. Like, I don't believe in telling your boss. I don't care if your boss was the complete jackass. I think you gotta close that chapter of your life in the proper way, right? Because if you go in your office with your boss and tell him to shove it because you don't want that job, I think you're sowing seed into your future in that very same thing, right? Because so, anyways, I love kind of getting off topic, but so you do want to scale. Mm-hmm. If you don't, that's cool.
Yep.
Like, you know, if this supports your lifestyle at the level it's at, then yeah, don't go down that road. But if you do want to scale, you want to believe, two, you have to have that desire to. And then I think the three things: be ready to reinvest in yourself,
mm-hmm.
both you personally, which is your mind, and then back into the business, you know, a certain amount that you want to allocate. So mm-hmm. I think those have been the three things that I've had to shift. Believe, two, you want to, and then three, be ready to invest in your mind, and then also invest back into the business. So it's three. And I think we actually have a resource. I remember in the oncare.com/resource, we have a article that talks about what sets apart the most successful business uh-huh. or investors, and then apart from everyone else. So that would be a good resource too for you guys. Go over to oncare.com/resources. Mm-hmm. There's a real quick article.
And guys, so Adrian mentioned something really critical there. Then we're going to move on to step number two, how to get your first $100,000 a year or $100,000 a month. But you mentioned something really critical is you have to really want to and need to do that. I think one of the biggest mistakes people make is that they let the outside influences project on them what they should earn. And guys, it doesn't matter what someone thinks I should earn. Like, it doesn't matter if someone thinks I should earn less or if someone thinks I'm underperforming. It matters what I need and want in my life based on my mission, based on what I want. The same thing. I know so many people, man, who are amazingly crazy freaking happy that make 45 to 50K a year. Awesome. They should not be shooting for $100,000 a year or a month then. That's amazing. I know for me, the reason why we want to keep scaling here at Carrot is because, I mean, I already don't spend my money except for my money pit of a house. But the reason we're scaling here at Carrot is because we can make a bigger impact. That's not something where I'm just saying it just to sound cool, because that's like the times everyone wants to make an impact. We truly do believe and know, and that event was another proof positive, that the more people we're able to touch, the more people we're able to move towards a happier life, more fulfillment, you know, freedom, more flexibility, more impact. The second thing is we started a give program here at Carrot a year ago. The more we're able to add value to our client base, so we want to help you guys make way more money than you ever pay us, but then the more money that we're able to make, the more than we can give. We added up the numbers for 2018, and we were able to donate over $70,000 towards causes that amplify our core values. That's tons of food banks around the country when they're struggling for food. I'll go for it. Yeah.
And I was going to say, sorry, I just had to say this. One of the cool things, and I know Trevor thinks the same way, like it was more than just giving the 70,000.
Yep.
The cool thing was the timing of giving that 70,000.
Mm, yep.
I love that one that came through, the awesomeness. Like there was like basically famine at that very moment.
Yep.
That, you know, and I'm going to kind of get spiritual with you guys. So I feel like God, you know, those of you that believe in God, those, you know, I believe that we're all, this is my mentality, we're all called as agents to make a difference in here, mm-hmm. here where we are. But, you know, God just can't simply just go and drop off some cash at that food bank. Yep. Right? There's no heaven and there's no money in heaven, guys. So believe it or not, there's money. You know, he doesn't drop stuff like that, but he relies on us to be those agents, to mm-hmm. be his hat, you know, to be his feet and his hand and feet. So to me, it's like there was a need right there. And it was so cool that we can be a tool that God can use us to meet that need at that very moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So yep. To me, that's what touched me was, it wasn't just dropping this X amount at this food bank, but it was the timing of it. I mean, they were like, they needed it at that moment. Yep. They've been praying, they've been asking, and just for that to happen. And to me, not only are they able to carry out their mission, I think we injected hope
mm-hmm.
into them and believing that, hey, there is a God.
Yep.
There, you know, God does answer prayers,
mm-hmm.
right? So I know me personally, my desire to be wealthy, I guess you could say, is like me and my wife were sitting in church last week. And so they started a program, their 25K building fund, the private school they go to, they want to expand. And there's another project, like, man, there's so many stuff, like, man, my thought was, I want to be in a position to where I can just walk up to that pastor and just give him that check. Mm. So it has nothing to do with trying to better my tribe,
yep,
or my teepee. It's about making an impact and being able to give to where people, we inject hope, mm-hmm, you know? So it's just not, you know, so
I love it.
I think that's what we're getting at.
Yep. I love it. So we're going to recap those two. Number one, you got to know and believe that you can earn $100,000 a year or $100,000 a month. You got to be fully, not just like believe you can, but know you will. It has to be not a matter of if this is going to happen, but only a matter of when. Once you get to that mindset, it's not a matter of if that's going to happen. It's only a matter of when. Then it's inevitable. What's going to happen? Number two, you got to have a reason why it matters to hit that number. Because if there's no real reason why that matters, then you're not going to hit it, or you're going to hit it and you're going to be miserable. So that's the tactical mindset stuff. Now let's go over to the next thing on the actual tactical, how to get it done. The first thing you need to do is you need to pick one marketing method that you can go all in on, go deep on, and make it work. Okay. One of the biggest mistakes I see people making is they look at this over here and this over here, and they've got four or five different marketing methods going on, and they all work. But the problem is you can only really focus on mastering one at a time.
Right.
With Carrot, we went all in on content, right? That was what my previous 7 years of life had been, is creating content, doing some paid marketing, but content, conversion optimization, things like that. So I'm going, okay, I know I can do direct mail and make it work. I know I can do Google pay-per-click. I know I can hop on a podcast. I know I can do all these things. I know I can do a YouTube channel. I'm just going to do straight up written content, and we're just going to make amazing software, and we're going to make it so people share it with each other. That was all the marketing we did for 2 years. That was all for 2 years. I wrote articles all the time. I'd connect with people. I'd dive in and help customers. I'd hop on phone with Adrian when I'm at lunch to help him through and have success with it. Because that could then create a success story. It's going to truly help him, and we can make content out of it. Real estate agents. So let's go back to Adam and Brent now. Not real estate agents, real estate investors. This works for agents too. But Adam and Brent, what they did was they said, okay, we're going to dive all in on this one marketing method. I know Adam was pretty much all offline stuff. He'd pull the list from the courthouse. He'd pick up the phone and call them up, maybe send some direct mail. And then it was a lot of referrals because the way he treated them. So he went all in on that, really grabbing your list, working the list, calling people up, maybe sending some direct mail, but it was all offline. He did that for years. Okay, then Brent comes in the picture, and Brent's like, man, I want to add in some online stuff. And Brent goes, okay, cool. I'm just going to focus just on Facebook ads. And Brent focuses just on Facebook ads primarily as his primary thing. And the last month, it was like 80% of the $100,000 plus month that they had here in March was from Facebook ads. Okay, so you have one side of it where Adam went all in and offline for years, didn't try to dabble in anything else. Brent went all in and online. They decided to join forces in the same business. Poof, they scale a business past $100,000 a month. Adrian, what have you focused on for years, man, for your marketing?
100% Google, I guess. I mean, there's many ways to do marketing for Google, but I chose Google because, you know, I came into this business with a inbound marketing. I started studying inbound marketing really, I guess, in its infant stage. Mm-hmm. So back then, the cool thing was, it didn't really take off as much as it has now. So, you know, part of it was timing, I think, on my end.
Yep.
I'm one of those guys that re-engineer everything. So, okay. Obviously this business is about leads. Okay. How am I going to produce leads? All right, cool. All right. I need to either have them call me, or I need to create some type of hub that they can interact with me. Mm-hmm. I'm an introvert. I don't like talking to people too much. So I said, okay, what's another way? A website. Cool. All right. A website. All right. Where do I get a website? Right. So I asked myself all these questions, and I just work backwards. Okay. I got a website. How do I get people to it? Okay. All right. I want to leverage the internet. Okay. How do I the internet? Okay. How do I have people find me? Okay. I need to optimize, which is the best search engine. Mm-hmm. All right. It's Google. What's Google's rules? Right. So I just re-engineered and worked backwards. And I ended up being on, at that time, YouTube marketing. YouTube was super easy. Four years ago mm-hmm. to rank on Google. So I leveraged that, you know, things changed. So I leveraged what was working very well at that time based on my skill set. Because at that time I was working in, we were volunteering for a church. They had me in the TV station. So I leveraged that skill set that I learned there, YouTube. And then while I was working on that, I stacked on SEO. You know, SEO takes time, but I'm glad I started when I did. Mm-hmm. And then once that started going, I started generating some revenue. Then I jumped into PPC. So that's all I focus on. And actually today, because I mastered that today, it's kind of funny you're talking about milestones. Me and April, we started our first VRM campaign today.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So,
RVM.
RVM.
Everyone's going to be Googling VRM. It's like, what is this newfangled VRM marketing strategy Adrian talks about?
Right? There's going to be a spike on Google. Yeah, I don't even know how to say it. I mean, that's how, you know, so the online guy.
That's how new it is.
Exactly. So, so we're expanding into that, right? So, but mm-hmm. I think it's what you said. I mean, I think years ago, I was fortunate that there was as much information about how to do this business as it is now, because I feel bad for some of the newbies because there is so much information out there.
Yep.
I know a lot of times on the one-on-one coaching calls that we do for our members, that's the biggest things that we get is, hey, I don't know where to start. There's mm-hmm. too much information. And usually I just like to walk people through based on their resources. So that's a good way to do, guys, is, you know, what resources do you have? You know, what time can you put into it? You know, and you know, maybe have your skill set determine what you're going to focus on. So if you love talking to people and you got a good pair of tennis shoes, dude, maybe go door knocking. Yep. Knock on as many doors as you can, you know, start there. But, you know, while you start your website, I mean, there's many ways of stacking on that will make you effective.
I like it. So I'm going to link up in the Facebook thread here, guys, my link to my slides for both the breakout sessions and my main session from Max Maxwell's event. I'm going to link it up here. Main talk and breakouts, breakout sessions. There's also some other stuff in there for you guys. You guys can check it out there. So that's the next thing. Number one, you got to believe that you can do it. Of course, we talked earlier about some mindset shifts to do that. Number two, you've got to have a reason why it makes sense and why it matters to get to 100,000 a month or a year. Number three, you can pick one marketing method and go all in on that one marketing method. You can get to a million a year, guys, just with one marketing method. Carrot got to, we got to probably two million maybe, with just one, maybe two. Marketing methods. And I've done that with other companies too, where I've gotten way, way, way far into the six figures a year with just one marketing method. So just pick one marketing method you can go all in on. You can be really, really good at, dive deep, get really, really good at it, scale it out, create a system. And then you heard Adrian mention there, hey, he did SEO, got really good at that, added on some YouTube, but YouTube isn't working the same as it was then. And then he added on some Google pay-per-click, and now he's adding on RVMs. So that's what I call the lead stack. Okay, so that's tip number four now. It's a scale up beyond 100,000 a year and get to go to a million a year. You need a lead stack. You need to stack on the different sources of leads you have. So that one source of marketing that you did, that one more source of marketing is going to keep on working, assuming that you adapt, right? If you're running Google pay-per-click and you've been running it great for a year or two and you don't adapt with it, then yeah, it's going to be harder because the other people over here are doing something different than you because you kind of got stale and they're going to start to outspend you, whatever it is. And I've seen that happen with Google pay-per-click a lot, where people are locked into their click costs and their average cost per lead. And they're like, man, I can't, you know, my leads are $250 a lead now. They used to be $180. I'm just going to stop my AdWords. When the reason the new people that are coming in, they're winning because they've done the math. Our average, you know, our max cost per lead, max cost per deal calculation, I've done a million times. They've done the math and realized they could pay $300 or $400 a lead in the same market and win. Okay. And you're stopping at 180, 200 because that's the way it used to be, but that's not the way it is now, guys. So you have to advance over. If you got to pay more for your leads today with that marketing method, as long as the math works and you can still make a big profit, do it. You got to adjust it. Okay. So stack on your leads.
No, I love that. And kind of look at this perspective too, guys. So as I mentioned earlier, I got started using YouTube videos, which I was able to rank on page one of Google very easily. Back then. But can you imagine if I continue to try and do that? And first of all, Google did something to where they don't even allow that anymore. And can you imagine if I was just trying to beat a dead horse over and over, and here and all my competition is passing me, and here I am working on something that's not even effective, and I'm wasting opportunity to pivot. You know, so I mean, that's one of the things we we've taught here at Carrot is, you know, yeah, video. We went from teaching how to utilize video for lead gen to more now credibility and brand building, mm-hmm. right? So we pivot that type of strategy, mm-hmm. You know, just like in everything else, like SEO. A good point with that too is like those of you that have done SEO for a long time, the days of where you can work on it 6 months, 12 months, and then just walk away from it and then it producing for you, I think those days are gone.
Yeah.
You got, mm-hmm. you got too much competition coming in, as easy information. I mean, like we're probably kind of responsible for that. Like the 3 Leads Per Day training, we mm-hmm. have people learning SEO, on their own through that training. We
and
have
starting agencies out of it off of yeah. our training.
And, you know, so those times from now, like even myself, I had to pick up, my SEO game, a lot of the markets I'm in, because, mm-hmm. you know, you got people like major companies like, you know, Express Home Buyers and some other people. You know, learning how to leverage, which we kind of put fuel to their system. So things are changing. So that's one of the things, guys, is that you, if you're going to get to that 100K a month mark, you got to have to learn how to adapt and pivot quickly.
Yep.
Exactly. You know, and that's why you got a lot of these young guys coming through that are crushing it because they came into this business with an open mindset, right? They understand marketing at a broader perspective. And when you kind of just get so used to doing the same thing, and even though it's been working for you, sometimes that can do more harm in the long term because you become set in your ways.
Yep. I love it, man. So that's tip number 4, stack your lead sources. Once you perfect one, add on another one then, and then stack your lead sources. That'll get you to $1 million. But here's the next thing. I think this is tip number 5 is what I learned. You can definitely build a business to 100,000, maybe even up to 500,000 a year. You could do it solo. Okay. It'd be hard. Well, shoot, Rockwell, you know, he's kind of solo. I know he had a business partner the first year, but you know, you can do that. You can build a $100,000 to $500,000 plus business with one or two people. But once you get, if you're trying to get to $100,000 a month, what's going to happen is you're going to have to really pull back and start to build a team. Now, it doesn't have to be a big team, right? It could be the very first thing I would suggest if you're trying to build a $100,000 a month business. And this is if you already have $100,000. If you have $100,000 a month business and you don't have a personal assistant, you need to get a personal assistant, y'all. Like, you've got to get one. That's one of the very first things you should do because your time and your leverage is the most valuable in that company at that point. And it can't be spent doing lower dollar tasks. It can't be spent doing $10, $20, $30 an hour tasks. You need to spend your time doing $1,000 an hour, $5,000 an hour, and $10,000 an hour tasks. Now, I talked with you guys a little bit ago, and I showed you my whiteboard back here, right? So I was trying to clean it off for today's session. It's a wet erase, not a dry erase. Doesn't come off very good, so it's hanging out there. This is $10,000 an hour work. Okay, this right here, that was me laying out our strategy and how we scale way past $10 million a year. That's $10,000 an hour work, okay? But this, cleaning up my crap in my office, isn't $10,000 an hour work. And Jen, she doesn't do that stuff, guys. That was a bad example, but not all the time. But Jen really helps me to organize my stuff, organize my calendar. She helps me to, I'm sending out $65,000 for a private loan today. With an Investor Fuel member. Awesome. She's helping to organize some of that paperwork for me so I can go over and do here because the paperwork itself isn't important. It was important that I looked at the deal. It was important that I know and trust the person and I know the terms. Once I agree on it, Jen helps get the paperwork out there, right? So those types of things are figure out and write down on your average week and write down, okay, this right here, what percentage of your week is 1,000 $5,000 or $10,000 an hour work. Once you're in the $5,000, $10,000 an hour work, that's strategic stuff. That's laying out strategy. That's really building big relationships, things like that. Anything under, let's say, $100 an hour work is pretty much busy work. And it doesn't mean you shouldn't be doing any of that. I did plenty of busy work this week that was well under $100. I wrote 4 press releases for our big announcement next week. I shouldn't have been doing that, but I didn't get off my duff and get someone else to do it earlier, so therefore I inherited it and I did it. Focus more on $1,000 to $10,000 an hour work and then hire a team, get a personal assistant to help at the very minimum, even if it's part-time, okay? And then next, start to build out that team slowly from there. I'm going to finish with this one thing, Adrian. So when we started Carrot, I did not want to build a team, okay? A lot of people that are watching this going, oh, like, I don't want to build a team. That sounds miserable. Trevor, you were born to build a team. No. I did not want to build a team. I never wanted to build a team. I tried everything I could do to not have employees, even leading up into Carrot and in the first year of Carrot. because I had these mindsets that were baked into my mind that you can't find good people. I had mindsets that were baked in my mind that, you know, employees are going to swindle you out of cash, right? Because that honestly happened to my parents. They had an employee that stole $100,000 from them. Not just an employee, like the most trusted employee in the business. So if you can't trust that person, who can you trust? And so when I started to go back to all the way to tip number two, you have to have that reason why you want to scale. My reason why was so much better than so much bigger than my insecurities of hiring employees. So I said, okay, going back to our first tip, has anyone ever done that? Has anyone ever hired a team and grown a team of people where the team of people was amazing? Well, the answer is yeah. Okay, I need to go study those people then. I need to go study those people that have built amazing teams, and the teams are amazing. Therefore, now I know what can be done. Now I'm going to step back and go, okay, I just need to build a team that's amazing. And let me follow their cues on that. Once I was able to do that, then we could scale. Then we could scale, and I could get out of the way. So that's tip number five, is if you want to get to $100,000 a month, you can't do it alone. Get a personal assistant. You then have to have other people helping you. You do $1,000 to $10,000 work. Now, we're going to answer some questions. I know we're nearing an hour right now. There's a few questions that came in. But send through your very, very, very specific questions, guys. Okay, we're going to dive into some questions now for the next 20 minutes or so. So here's a question I'm going to toss at you, Adrian, for you to answer. Comes from No Name McGee. They didn't send in their name. But it came from YouTube. It says, does adding local pictures, testimonials, and videos help you rank better in SEO?
So technically, well, yeah, there's some stuff you can do with the images. Yes, that you can add a layer of optimization, local pictures. You know, I mean, I like to add geotags to the pictures along with using the alt tag. So there's two layers of optimization you can do there. I mean, that's a really technical question, Matt. I mean, if you're a CARAT member, reach out to support. We can cover that on one of our upcoming coaching calls. But those things are vital when it comes to the conversion aspect. I think that's one of the most overlooked things as investors. I think as investors, I always hear all the time, man, I wish I could use CARAT, or I am using CARAT. I just want to stand out. And when they say that, they focus on the visuals. Mm-hmm. And guys, the way you stand out has nothing to do with the visuals. It has to do with, are you presenting your case that this person can trust you? That's really all it is. So images can use images to create a visual that you're a local company. Sellers gravitate to that. You know, everyone wants to deal with someone local. Mm-hmm. And customers do pay attention to that, believe it or not. Testimonials, it gives someone the ability you're able to instill trust into this person that you're going to perform on this promise that you're making. Mm-hmm. Right. So what was the other one? Pictures,
videos. I deleted
videos. So videos. Yeah. Videos is one great way to communicate your unique selling proposition. One tip I always give is don't throw a video right in front of people. A lot of people say, well, video, people would rather watch a video, but here's the thing, that is true, but not everyone can always watch a video. Mm. So if one of the things that I had to do was, I tested this. I think we tested this at CARAT too, is that, you'll be amazed how many people are not on their at home when they're looking you up. Most of them are going to be at work. Some of them might be at the library. Some of them might be on the bus. So they can't always watch a video. So when you put a video right in front of someone and you put in all your best content in that video, they'll never hear it because mm-hmm. you're just not in position to watch it. And plus, I think some people are still stuck in the days to where if you go to a website and this audio comes up out of nowhere, like they don't know where it's coming from.
Yep.
You know, some people are fearful that a video is going to automatically start playing. And if they're at work and then this video comes on and starts blaring, hey, you want to sell your house because you're in foreclosure? you know, that type of stuff. So I think people are kind of leery on it. So me personally, I always like to kind of position the video a little bit further down to where, and then on top of above the full, which is above the full means what people see when they first land on your site. Mm-hmm. So I kind of put a message in there. Hey, if you want to learn more, watch the video, scroll down. So I give them an instruction. So kind of, I try to tap into the number one human trait, which is curiosity.
Yep.
So if they're in a position that they can watch it, they're going to watch it mm-hmm. and they're going to stay on the website. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so there's a lot of, you know, that's kind of our methodology based on some tests that we've done. And then just kind of understanding psychology and how someone behaves and also where they could be lightly be jumping on when they're on their website.
Yep. I love it. So one thing I'm going to add on there is one thing kind of when you're in the top five in Google, right? So this, when you're in the top 3 to 5, that's when a lot of those fine kind of details in your website and your strategy matter a lot. When you're below the top 5, you're on page 2 or page 3, page load speed really isn't going to matter if you're on page 2. You know, that's really primarily your content, your title tags, you know, things like that. But once you're in the top 3 to 5, page speed matters. Click-through rate on the actual Google listings matters. So let's just say if you have a carrot website and you don't have it adjusted at all versus a carrot website with some modifications, some local photos, some testimonials, things like that, you're likely going to have a lower bounce rate. You're likely going to have a bounce rate that's lower, which means people engaged in the website higher, right? So if you're in the top 3 battling for position 1, 2, 3, and your click-through rate's good from someone doing a Google search to click in your link, and then your bounce rate's lower, Google might go, oh, that website, the quality of the website's high because people are staying on that website longer than they're staying on the position 2 website, right? So they might bump it up there. So that is one reason. The longer you can keep people on your website, the more pages you can get them to click around, the better chance you have to get your ranking higher if you're battling in those top few positions. So let's move to the next question here. From YouTube, Local Honest Home Buyer. What's up, guys? What are the best keywords to use in Google Ads? Can we use the same keywords in SEO? I'm going to answer the second question there, and then I'll defer in the first one a little bit. Oh, the live video ended. Looks like it only lasts an hour or something like that. So yeah. Everyone on Instagram, you guys are gone. So answering the second one, can you use the same keywords in SEO? 1,000% yes. One of the things that we like to do is go into a market, and we will then launch an AdWords campaign, figure out what keywords are the ones that are working in that market. And then we go, awesome, we just basically saved ourselves about 6 months in doing search engine optimization on keywords that maybe wouldn't have mattered as well. But if you can start doing AdWords, figure out which keywords are actually turning into leads and deals for you, then you go, cool, these are my most profitable keywords. I'm going to ramp up SEO on those most profitable keywords. So you're not wasting time doing SEO on keywords that don't matter. So the 100% yes in the second one. Adrian, I know you're doing some PPC. Brendan and our team runs a bunch of PPC. So that question is probably better for him to answer and for me, because I couldn't tell you the best ones. I could tell you like broad range. But have you found, sweet man, thanks Brady. Have you found, Adrian, any keywords that are working better for PPC than others?
Yeah, so I mean, the common ones are, it's still really relevant, like the We Buy Houses, Sell My House Fast, Cash for Houses. I think the key too is using those. What's really worked for me well is really, here's the thing, guys, me and you could never really guess what someone's going to type in, right? So it's a good foundation to use the most common keywords, what we call money keywords, like we buy houses, sell my house fast. One thing I will caution people though on the we buy houses, in some markets that is more of an investor term than it is a seller term.
It's driven by bandit signs and stuff like that, where people actually put that in there. They go, oh, who are these We Buy Houses people? They go search it.
Right, exactly. So so We Buy Houses, you just kind of have to pay attention to that. So, but what I do is I'll run with the most basic money terms. Now, they are going to be more expensive, but that's okay because they're consistent. Mm-hmm. They're reliable. You know, again, it's not about cost. It's about ROI.
Yep.
So then from there, I begin to pay attention what actually people are typing in and then kind of start building on that keyword that actually performs. And the interesting thing I found, and I think me and Brendan talk about this, is it's just interesting that the 80-20 rule applies to pay-per-click. You know, like only 20% of your keywords, your AdWords or your ad groups are going to perform, right? So it's really focusing in. That's why if you're going to do PPC, you got to at least give it 3 months. The first month, just kind of expect that to be your education month. Yep. Like everything you spend is going to be education because you're gathering data. So the first month, you're just gathering data. Now, if you do a deal and you're getting clicks, awesome. That's just a plus. But the first month, you're gathering data because you cannot adjust or optimize without data.
Yep, for sure.
Right. So because every market's going to be different. Like I've done PPC in Ohio, New Mexico, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, and each one was always different. Because you know the current market also plays a role in how people engage. But in that first month is always a good indicator of what I can expect. So that's why if you're going to do PPC, you're definitely going to have to be hands-on. I don't recommend just starting up a campaign and then checking on it 2 weeks later. We have plenty of training that we've done on PPC. If you're a Carrot member, just reach out to us and we can let you know which one of those are the where they're at.
I love it, man. So this might have set a time limit for our call. I've got so many files on my computer. It's got a warning saying your startup disk is full. So this thing may crash at any moment. But everyone that tuned in on Instagram, we're wrapping up our episode of Ask Carrot today. We're gonna answer one more question here, and then we're gonna bounce because I think my computer's gonna blow, like it's gonna blow up, or this thing might not work. But we've been on for about an hour. Amazing stuff, Adrian. That answer was awesome. So let me throw on a couple things. One thing that some people are not doing with their Google pay per click. If you guys watch this on Instagram, I'm actually on live with Facebook and YouTube with Adrian. He was on live on IG with me, but IG only lets you do an hour, so it dropped, and we just popped it back in here. So he's not on here right now. But basically, I would be bidding on all my competitors' names.
Yep.
Most people don't do that. Like, bid on your competitors' names, guys.
Oh, that's such a good one. April just told me this the other day. Was she got a call, and this person said, "Hey, are you so and so big brand name, Homevestors? Let's just say that." So, and she goes, "No." She goes, "I'm looking for Homevestors." But what happened is that's what we did is we put all our competitors as keywords.
Yep.
So, and I think they had an appointment. I think it was yesterday. I'll have to follow up on that. But yeah, that works, guys. I mean, if you guys are sending out a lot of mailers, dude, you should be putting your business name as AdWords too. Like whatever you're putting on your thing, take up some space on Google as well. So not only your competitor names, but also even your brand, especially if you're doing a lot of offline marketing. And those are super cheap. Like the branded keywords, those are usually run around $1, $2. Mm-hmm. You know, unless you have some crazy, very broad name that ties into We Buy Houses or something, but yep, those are pretty
cool. I love it. The last thing is go niche. A lot of people are competing on the We Buy Houses, Sell My House Fast. That's where you're going to get the most volume. That's where you're going to get the highest motivation because they're looking to sell right now. But if everyone's on IG, Adrian was on here live with me. He's on live with me on Facebook and YouTube now. Adrian, actually, if you want to pull it up on IG, I'll bring you back in here.
Yeah, let
me. There's like 8,000 people in here busting down the IG doors to get Adrian on here. There's six, but close. So here's what I would do, guys, is I would niche down. So find all those phrases that are related to the situation, the property, or the person, whether you're an agent or an investor, it doesn't matter, you should be doing both. But the situation, the property could be, you know, expired listing. It could be, you know, inherited house. It could be whatever. There's all kinds of situations. There are situations the sellers could be divorce, probate, a vacant, tired landlord, or whatever those are, and then literally drive them to video posts. So Adrian mentioned video before. You guys do short videos, 3 to 5 minute videos with your cell phone, just saying, "Hey, this is Trevor out here on location. I'm actually working with Marsha. They inherited a house here from their uncle, and I'm going to walk through kind of the options that they have for helping to sell their house that they inherited. So they don't have to deal with any of the repairs that are left or any of the trash that's in the house. We're going to walk you through the options. And one of the options is that we can purchase your house. So we're just going to walk you through the options. Let us know if we can help you, da, 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 da." Okay, so what you do there is then you take that and upload it to YouTube. You then bring Adrian back in here, y'all. Sweet. You take that video, you upload it to YouTube, and then inside of our system, guys, we have a feature called Video Post, okay? If you're watching this on Instagram, you can't see this, but I'm going to share my screen if that's cool, if that's not going to mess anything up. And this is the last thing that we'll do today, since this is a little over an hour. There's a website critique. I did look at the Texas. Actually, we'll do this. We'll show video posts. We'll do a quick critique of Texas Cash Offer. We'll recap the five ways to scale to 100,000 or 100,000 a month or 100,000 a year. And let me share my screen once I pull this up. Okay. So I actually did this video post. Is this going to mess it up, Brady? Should be good. Okay. Cool. Thank goodness for Brady, guys. I would not know what the heck I'm doing.
Brady
with this.
Rocks.
He does. No. Where should I do it? Let's see. We'll see, guys. Let's see if we can make this work. So what you do is you take the YouTube URL, you go into our feature called Video Post, and you literally just copy and paste that URL right inside of the Video Post feature. Go to our help section, type up Video Post, it'll tell you how to do it. And then our system automatically imports in the video. It imports in the video. It imports the video title, the content, all that. And you click one button and you say, basically, transcribe this. Our system sends out the video to rev.com, all behind the scenes. You don't have to worry about any of it. Yanks the content back. It makes a full written article for you. So all you did is record like a 3 or 4 or 5 minute video. We make a full written article for you out of the video. Okay. And then if that's a good piece of content around you know, how you can help sellers in these situations or these types of houses, or if you're a real estate agent, do the same thing on the agent side. That's then what I would be driving Google pay-per-click to. I'd go find some of those niche phrases outside of the big cash home buyers, those ones. Do those. Okay. Do those. Those are big volume. Those work great if you have the right keyword list. If you guys were at the Wholesaling Elite Live event, we had an event special where actually you get our entire internal AdWords campaign that we use whenever we're creating a new campaign. You get that thing. We had a bunch of people take us up on it, so you can kind of cut the learning curve with not having to set up your own AdWords account in there. But then you drive traffic to that those content pieces for those niche phrases. Because a lot of those niche phrases, like selling a house in probate, you know, in Miami, there's probably no one bidding on those. Or if there is anyone bidding on those in AdWords, it's probably like one person. You know, and if there's just one person and you're coming out with some content, you're going to win. You're going to win.
Yep.
Let's see. So the video post thing, guys, if you're using Carrot, you guys should be doing video posts every single week. Like, that's the way you're going to win. It's going to take you under 5 minutes to do. All right. So we're showing our screen now. Thank you, Brady. You rock, man. So you guys should be able to see my screen. We're going to wrap in under 10 minutes here. And I'm going to show you a couple things. I'm going to show you a video post. You rock, buddy. Thank you. A couple of video posts here. So this is Max's website. This just popped up in my mind because I created a video post for him live last week at the event. He had a video. I'll go for it.
And you did it like in a couple minutes, right? Even with bad Wi-Fi.
Yep.
I mean, that's how easy it is, guys.
It was quick.
There's no excuse. Yeah.
It was quick. So I just went to his YouTube. So you, of course, know your YouTube. But let's say Cash Homes Triad Max YouTube. I'm just going to try to find his YouTube channel. You guys are going to see all the videos my daughter's watching YouTube here in a second. Okay.
Give some quick shout outs. Hey, Daniel.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm looking at like Wesley. It. Wesley out of Phoenix. Wesley, we still need to connect you. Let's see.
So I'm doing this live while Adrian's doing shout outs. I copied.
Hey, everyone. It's Max here with Cash Homes.
I just copied that right there. Ideally, you don't want to do it to a video this short. Do it to 3 to 5 minute videos because we're going to yank all the words out of there. And ideally, in order for something to rank well in Google, it should be at least 500 to 800 words. The average person speaks 120 to 160 words a minute, which means a 3 minute video is probably going to be a 500 word article. A 5 minute video is probably going to be close to 800 word article. Okay. So that's why we say 3 to 5 minutes. There is a method to the madness. All right, so I grab the URL, I pop back here. Okay, I'm just pop into the back end of Max's site. And I've got so many pages up right now. We're streaming on 3 devices right now, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, so it's a little bit slow. You guys on Instagram, you can't see this. I'll show it to you, but I'm logging into the back end of the dashboard here. So I'm in the back of Max's site here. I grabbed
like
his
matrix.
It is the matrix, man. I grabbed his YouTube URL right there. Okay, I'm logging into the back end of his site. I'm just gonna go to content. I think this is showing it. I'm going to go to content right there. I'm just going to go ahead and go to posts like I'm doing a blog post. Go add new. Okay. And once I'm in here, I just select video. And then I take this little thing right here in the URL, paste in the URL. You can see it imports the whole video in. I'm just going to save this draft. And then it's going to be able to import the whole video in. Okay. Imported the title of the video in just now. It made it a URL for it. And then if I was actually logged into Max's account, there'd be a big orange button here that would say transcribe. So I would click the button and it would do it. But let me show you one that I did last week. And like Adrian said, this literally took me that amount of time, a minute and a half to do. So I took his YouTube video he had already created. This was a longer one. This is 4.5 minutes. This is just him kind of talking over slides. So it's not his beautiful face on the thing. But then I submitted it. All of this is from his YouTube. And you want to make sure your titles are good. You want to make sure that the titles that you have are good, something that someone would actually type into Google to find what you do. And then our system made this whole article. It just grabbed the stuff, made the article, put a call to action at the bottom of it. Okay? So our system just did all that right there. So if you do one of those a week, y'all, and you do them for niche phrases, you do it for selling a house in probate in Biloxi, you do it for, you know, selling a house in divorce in XYZ, you do it for, cash flow investment properties in XYZ. If you're a real estate agent, you do it for all kinds of topics. You know, starter homes in Roseburg, Oregon, five tips. You do it for all kinds of things like that. Over the course of a year, you have 52 new pages on your website. All of them are high content. And I've shown this many times. I'll show it again. Like buying farmland in Roseburg, Oregon. The reason I always show this one is, number one, all they did was filmed a 3-minute video. But number two, it's ranked over the top of so many big national sites, LoopNet, Land and Farmland, America, LandWatch, LandWatchRealtor.com, because it's a good piece of content, guys. All they did is film a 3-minute and 26-second video. They uploaded it into our video post feature. It's only $1.25 a minute to submit the video. So this is like a $5 cost is all it was. And our system did this, and they're ranking number one. Can we guarantee number one ranking all the time? No, we can't. But we can guarantee that you're going to be putting more credibility, more content up on the internet because of this. And when you optimize them the way that we teach, you're going to win the market. You take this, upload these to social. You take this, drive some of these to ads in Google AdWords, and you win. Okay, I'm gonna pull out this last question, Adrian, and then we are going to bounce for the day, man. Right here, so Texas quick cash offer. I'm gonna pull this up. You critique, man.
I don't see on my end.
Oh yeah, I guess you wouldn't. Never mind. It's TexasQuickCashOffer.com if you wanted to pull it up.
All right, Texas.
QuickCashOffer.com. Good domain name.
QuickCashOffer.com. Yeah, it's really good.
Yep.
Cool. All right, cool. Yeah. All right, cool. So a couple of things that I probably see is definitely get the testimonials up and running. Mm-hmm. Go on and get some testimonials. If you haven't been able to get one, because I know it's tough. I mean, there's someone we haven't been able to gather myself, but go and get some character-based testimonials, right? Right now you just have that one in there. And the one thing, the reason why I try to get that one out of there is I don't want people thinking that you're running ads on your website, because that could lose credibility just by seeing that Forbes logo. So get rid of that and try and get the get some character base in there as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. These are the things that I always check first, and then you got to, for a market that competitive, you got to get a test, get a picture up, introduce yourself, be the one that introduces themselves.
Yep.
So in your company page, get a picture up, introduce yourself, write up a short bio, and then once you do get the testimonials, I would move that up on the widget bar. I want people to see that right away.
Like add a credibility bar there with the testimonial.
That's one way to do it. Like I'm not like the Sell House Fast, all the city pages, that we probably could put that way at the bottom, because that doesn't add any type of user experience. That's just kind of there for SEO. Mm-hmm. So we can move that down, but yeah, testimonial is going to be huge. I mean, you can, cause here's the thing. I mean, you can start traffic right away. You could do PPC, you can do Facebook, crush it 100% with traffic, but if you're not meeting people's expectations or criteria, and usually that has to do with credibility, they're probably likely not going to take that next step with you. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's why, guys, it's so important to beef up on your testimonials, beef up on your company page, because those are the things that people are looking at. When you look at stats, and let me see where the majority of their traffic is going after the
home. And I've got page. Their company page pulled up. So while Adrian's pulling those stats up, the company page is something that you can definitely improve. So this is basically our stock content, okay? And the same thing that we put in the stock content, because it gives you a start. This is something that will convert. Like this site will convert if you send traffic to it. It'll convert well. Make it work better, you dial in your credibility. Get a picture up here of you or whoever it is. I'll show you some examples while Adrian's pulling the stats. This here is simplysold.com. It's one of our clients, Bo Hollis out of Louisville, did 100 plus deals last year, and he's really ramping up his online now, leveraging content a lot. But you can see he went through our concierge program. It's kind of dialed in the look and feel of the site. This is what we were talking about with the credibility bar. So right there below the call to action, he's got a credibility bar. What would make this even better is by putting a picture of Justin Pierce there. Next thing is I would even take this one step further. Let me see if I can show it on Instagram. Instagram's tough. everyone watching on Facebook and YouTube, I would take this Justin Pierce and tell me who Justin Pierce is. The more information you give about the people, your testimony is, the more credible it is. So Justin Pierce, I would put Justin Pierce dash, you know, Louisville home seller. Okay. Even just if you push that, put that in, like, okay, cool, it's a Louisville home seller.
So here's a quick tidbit. So I was looking at his stats in the last 90 days, and one particular blog post that beginning some decent traffic, at least compared to others, is how to sell your house with tenants in it. Hmm. So guys, use stats also to kind of give you a good indicator of what is important to people in your particular market. Mm-hmm. So if that particular blog post is getting a lot of traffic, that probably means that people are interested in that topic. You know, maybe there's a lot of landlords right now ready to sell, and that hit their, you know, their you know, it triggers something. So now take that and then create a video of what we just talked about, you know, expound on that blog post, you know? So in this case, you know, maybe use the stats as a good way to create new content. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's why I like, and then off, yeah, it looks like this site also gets an equal amount of people going to the company page. So if that many people are going to your company page, that means that people want to know who you are. They're not just going there just for the heck of it.
Yep.
I mean, that's one of the consistent things that we're seeing at Carrot, is that a good chunk of all our Carrot members, they're getting traffic to the company page after someone lands on the homepage.
Mm, yep.
You know, so, and why is that? Now, this is something we touched on at the event, was, remember, at least for right now, what we offer is not mainstream. So people are not going to be really openly accepting it because they're not familiar with it.
Mm.
Right. There's interest. They think this might be a good solution, but they're still investigative mode. So obviously when you're looking into something, even look at yourself as a consumer, when you're looking into something, you know, I naturally want to know who's behind this company.
Yep. Right? Sure.
It's just curiosity. So, and if you're not meeting that criteria, people are likely not going to take that next step, you know, especially with what we do as investors. I mean, you know, the service that we offer is not a normal transaction. It's a very big promise that we're making. So we should do our job to instill trust that we do have the ability to follow through with what we say that we want to do.
Yep. I love it.
So that's where the psychology comes in.
And also, I don't know what plan you're on, but also make sure that you're adding your keywords that you're looking to rank for. If you're on the core plan, you don't get this feature, but if you're on Content Pro Advanced Marketer, just go right here to rankings, add in the phrases. The reason we have three keywords we let you track for Content Pro is because really when you're just getting going, you just really need your primary three. But when you're wanting to scale things up and you're adding location pages, which I know that you have location pages on here, which is great, then you want to start tracking your rankings for all of these, right? So that's where the Advanced Marketer Plan comes in, where you can track up to 20 keywords per website. So then you can start to go, okay, cool. I also want to track my ranking in Leander, Texas, okay? So we've got the Leander, Texas. I just noticed that right there. Looks like Leander. This one's linking to Temple for some reason. So make sure to get that updated, that all these are linking to Temple. So definitely update that. Unless there's something wacky going on with my site. Are you seeing that, Adrian, where all the local pages are linking to Temple, or is that just something wacky in my computer right now?
Actually, I think it's just wacky. I clicked on a few, and it's actually going to all of them are going to Temple.
Okay. So make sure to update that for sure. Make sure you update that so these are going to the real pages. They're not linking to Temple, so I'm not sure where that issue is. Overall, though, it's solid, right? Like, you've got good, clean, clear brand, and get your Our Company page updated. That's the number three most visited page on your website and all of them. Get some testimonials in there, even if they're character-based testimonials. So you swapped out some photos there. I love it. If you're wanting to rank well in Google, you're going to have to rewrite probably 30, 40% of this content, because this is just our stock content.
And we hit on that a lot, but that's probably a heck of a lot more important than ever before. I'm seeing that as well. I think I sent that, me and Trevor are talking about how I'm noticing that, I'm going to get really technical and going down the rabbit hole, but like, I'm noticing. So if you create city pages, guys, and another page of your website is ranking for that page other than the city page you created for it, and then usually it's a content issue. All you have to fix is just a part of that content, and make a little bit more unique, because it's not that Google's penalizing you. It's what's happening is Google's not identifying which is which.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're forcing them to decide which one's going to rank or which one is better. And most times they get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so important. So I went in circles with my, with my North, I have a national site that I have, and I've created a local page here, and different pages were ranking for that, which I didn't want because it wasn't local. And so I would just keep rewriting it, wait a week or two. And then another page came up, which is good because it was an opportunity for me to fix that issue.
Yep.
So changing content, guys, is very, very, very important. And if you do 20 pages, yeah, it's a little bit more work, but it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, sweet, man. We're about an hour, 20 minutes in. Everyone, there's a lot of people on Instagram still. A bunch of people have tuned in on YouTube and Facebook. And I'm actually heading out of town to split out for the rest of the week for spring break. So, guys, questions were awesome. Thank you guys for the questions. Brady's going to turn it so you can see our mugs again on YouTube and Instagram, or YouTube and Facebook. But guys, we're going to do this every single week. So next week on Ask Carrot, we've got a live announcement. It's a party. Okay, next week's a party, y'all. It is International Carrot Day on April 4th, International Carrot Day. You guys are going to see a lot more carrot stuff than just this product placement I put right here. We got some big stuff coming out, guys. Some refreshes of our company. We're going to let you guys know what those are. A big investment we made that some of you are going to think we're idiots and we're crazy for doing this. And some of you are going to think we're the smartest people ever for doing this. And I don't care which one you're on. It's going to be fun either way. And so we got some really cool stuff happening. So tune in next week, 1 o'clock Pacific time, Ask Carrot. And we're going to be live on these three platforms again. And we're just going to have a party. There's not going to be any particular topic. We're going to be answering a bunch of questions. We might have some customers come in because it's kind of almost like a 5-year celebration for us. We're 5 years into the business and we're almost turning a page to go, okay, we're turning a page. We're going bigger. And, here comes the next 5 years. So tune in for that. Next, share this up. If you enjoyed this episode, comment below. If you're on YouTube, comment, let us know what you took away from this episode. If you're on Facebook, comment below, let us know what you took away from this episode. If you're not a carrot customer, one thing I want to do is toss this your way is if you're looking to get results in the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and number one, if you're not online, you've got to be online. Adrian explained before, when people are getting direct mail pieces or cold calls or RVMs or whatever, they go to Google to vet you out and to verify you. So you need to be online. Number two, you want to be online in something that's actually going to convert well. Okay, it's no accident that if you Google every city around the country with almost every search phrase for sellers, that carrot clients dominate it. It's not because we're big. We're big because of results. Okay, the results aren't filled because we're big now. We're big because the thing works. Everyone uses it and gets results. Therefore, everyone uses it. So we're big. But what I want you guys to do is stand out, separate yourself. I showed some examples on there. I showed a great site, that Texas one. He put in some good customizations. But then I showed Bo Hollis's, where it kind of takes it to the next level, has more of their credibility, more of their personality in there. That's what takes it to the next level. So we'd love to work with you. Just go to Carrot, on Carrot, go to oncarrot.com. Check us out, take a demo. We'd love to work with you guys and hop on. Adrian does weekly coaching calls every single Tuesday at 11 o'clock Pacific time. He does a weekly coaching call. So Adrian, any parting words, man, we'll close this puppy out.
Yeah. I think one thing I'll say is if you are going to get to 100K a month, you got to position yourself to where you have tools and the right people that's going to help you convert, as many of those leads coming in as possible. Mm-hmm. Right. So if you have a leaky bucket, it's going to be very, very hard. Here's an analogy I like to use. I like to kind of keep things simple. Like when we talk about how important it is to have a website that converts well, can you imagine sending out to the field a person that likely should be very skilled in negotiation and getting and closing on the deal? Mm. And you sent out someone who was the opposite, right? So kind of taking what most of you are probably familiar with, like, I don't think any of you would send out a non-sales guy out to up to lock up deals. Mm. Right, that person should be more your lead manager. But in order to, now the lead manager of course will set up the, you know, their job is to set up the appointment, where your acquisitions, your sales guys, their job is to negotiate and make sure they get that contract. Mm. Right, so it's kind of like sending out the wrong person out to the field to negotiate for you. So if your website is not converting, it does make a difference, you know. So stop making about the visual. And that's why we're so successful. I mean, really, I mean, me and Trevor could stop talking about it and we can just show you the numbers. I mean, mm-hmm. it's there. So, Yeah, if you want to scale, you got to have the tools. And one of them, I really, really believe that it is Carrot.
I love it. So I'm going to recap the five tips, guys. Scale to $100,000 a year or $100,000 a month. Five tips are this. Number one, you got to shift the mind. The first two tips are mindset tips. But number one, you got to shift your mindset and know that it actually is possible. You got to believe without a shadow of a doubt. It's not a matter of if, but when. Number two is you, what is number two, man? It was a mindset one too. I should have wrote these things down. First one, you got to believe that. Oh, number two, there has to be a reason why. Okay, number two, there's got to be a real reason why the $100,000 a year matters. There's got to be a real reason why the $100,000 a month matters. And it can't be money related. It has to be for us. We're scaling up so we can make a bigger impact. Okay. Yeah. So for you, there's got to be a reason why that number matters. If it's $100,000 a year, if it's $50,000 a year, $50,000 a month, whatever it is, there's got to be a reason why. If you don't have a real reason why it's your core, it doesn't matter. Tip number three, pick one marketing source. Pick one marketing source, get really good at that marketing source, and don't do any other marketing source. Sources for the first 3 to 6 months, at least. Okay. Go all in on one marketing source. Brian Rockwell down in Dallas, he went all in online for the first year, did 700 grand. This year, he understands he has to shift some things. He's adding on another marketing source. You've got to do that to continue that pace when competition gets stronger to scale up. Tip number three is after you nail the one marketing source, tip number four is then you got to stack on your lead sources. That's how you get from $100,000 a year to more. You got to stack on those lead sources. After you got great at online, now stack on something else. After you got great at SEO, stack on this other thing, okay, or whatever it is. Okay, number five was I don't remember what number five was, Adrian. Build a team. That's right. So if you're wanting to go to $100,000 a month, you want to get to $1 million a year, even over $500,000 a year, you got to build some sort of a team. Okay. If you want to get to $1 million a year, you got to have a team. I would suggest with getting a personal assistant at the start for a handful of hours a week and then build that person up and then add on another person or two. You can't do it alone. I can tell you it's going to be so fulfilling for you. Right. One person in here on Instagram, AIP House Buyer, says, should I be changing the content of the Carrot sites provided for our sites? If you're looking to rank well in Google, our format, our structure gets 60% of the on-page done for you. We make it to where it loads fast. We make it to where it's set up correctly, to where Google's going to love it. And then we put content on there for you to make it easy for you. So you can drive pay-per-click traffic immediately to that, and it's going to convert from the second you launch it. But yeah, if you want to rank well in Google, you will need to go through and rewrite, you know, half to 40 to 60% of that content. We have services that can do it for you, but it's a very, very small trade-off, okay? We get you 60% of the way there, rather than you spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars there, okay? And then next is you go, if I want to rank well in Google, I just need to invest some time into rewriting some of that content. But that's it, guys. Hope you had an amazing, amazing time at Ask Carrot. Let us know. Throw us through some comments, some feedback on Ask Carrot, and let us know what you loved about it. Adrian, thanks, man. Appreciate you, buddy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have an amazing rest of the time. We'll talk soon. Forgot how to turn this off. You got it? Cool. Adrian, thanks, man. Appreciate it, buddy.
You're welcome.
That was fun. It was cool having your daughter in there, too.
Yeah, I was. She's definitely liked the attention.
Yeah, she's just like McKinley, buddy. It's cool. All right, guys. Instagram, you guys have an amazing, amazing rest of the day. See ya. Awesome. I'm going to bounce, man. That was good. It was a long one. We kind of took it. I think that first 30 minutes was discussing the event, but it was good though.
Yeah, I'll probably take a little bit of that out when I upload the podcast, but the video, it's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
Cool, man.
Okay.